Welcome to the Casual Fridays REI podcast, where you'll learn about the wildly profitable niche of land investing. Active land investors Adam Southey and Justin Sliva are here to share their experiences with you so that you can learn how to build massive cash flow and huge profits from this highly lucrative niche. So without further ado, here are your hosts, Adam Southey and Justin Sliva.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Adam Southey, here with my co-host, Justin Sliva, and this is the Casual Fridays REI podcast. Today, we're talking about neutral letters. Should you send them? What we think about them? Are they worth it? Before we do that, though, let's talk about Casual Fridays REI consulting program. Guys, we're really excited to be offering this. Basically, we're here to help. It doesn't matter if you're brand new to this and you just want some help picking and pricing a county, or you've been at it for a while and you're looking for some help on ways to expand. All you got to do is go to our website. It's www.casualfridaysrei.com. Click on the consulting tab, walk through the sign up, and then we'll be in touch to help you get started.
Yo.
What's up?
It's Monday.
It's a good day.
I'm having a stellar, I feel like good.
Feeling good. I feel pretty good today, too.
Feeling pretty motivated. It's one of those strange feelings those days. Like, remember the first couple times I came over, I was crying on my way here. I didn't cry today, but I felt pretty good. I was on a phone call with a managing partner of a deal, and we've got a couple deals moving. I got a couple calls this morning from people wanting to set up calls to finalize deals. So, I mean, things are turning. That's nice.
Yeah, so this is our sixth month doing the podcast, and you've officially been excited to come over twice now.
Today is easier because we record normally Sunday mornings at 9 a.m., and apparently my winery day is on Saturday. And so we're recording on Saturday today. So I'm feeling good. I'm feeling fresh. Went to bed at 8:45 in the morning last night. I put an Adam bedtime. And yeah, it's great.
All right. We should do this more often then. I can feel your energy. It's a good energy.
Yeah, definitely energy is feeling great today. I'd love to say it was anything magical, but it's not.
Well, as being not hungover, I mean, that's a magical feeling, I guess.
I wouldn't call it hungover. It's sleep deprived. And I mean, it's like a thing to get in your hot tub at 2 a.m, right?
It's not a thing I do, but yeah, it's a thing.
I think your body should be asleep and you're getting to that deep relaxation, and it's kind of cool.
Okay.
But 8:45 bedtime, pulled to Adam. It was great. And I noticed somebody new around the studio today.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about Mr. Tommy.
Mr. Tommy seemed like a chill dude.
Yeah, Mary Beth, she's been obsessed with, she is obsessed with animals. She's been begging me for a cat for the last 3.5 years. And my standard answer is no, not at all. I am not a cat person. Uh-huh. And so I made a deal with her. I said, okay, when you commit to cleaning the litter box every single day, we'll get a cat. And so she one-upped me and went and got a self-cleaning litter box. And this thing worked. I was like, oh, it's not going to work. Uh-huh. It works pretty good. It's pretty awesome.
So there's some things I love about Mary Beth. And it's her ability to, is to banter. She's one of those few chicks that knows how to banter back and forth. But, she's smart. She is really smart. And I'm thinking about this, I don't know whether to be mad at technology for you or how smart she was to go around and get you. It's like that. I'm super proud of her. I'm way to go, girl. I don't agree with a cat, but, get it, girl.
Yeah, I'm just not a cat person. But this guy, Tommy, he's pretty good. He's so far so good.
So far so good.
Yeah.
I like it. So today, I'm going to talk about something that just kind of picked up on this week and had a few calls this week with clients doing consulting through Casual Fridays REI Consulting. And it was the neutral letter send.
It's a topic I like. So let's get into it.
Man, so between these two clients, they had sent out 27,000 neutral letters in the last year.
You mean in 2019? So the last complete months?
Last 6-7 months.
Okay.
So this year so far, 27,000. They have bought 25 properties.
So two people sent out 27,000 in neutral letters, and they've bought how many?
25.
Wow. That seems like, it doesn't seem very, a high kill rate, right? I'm trying to think, because if I send 1,500, I know I'm going to buy between 4 and 6.
Okay. So call it 5.
All right. So 5. If we do the math, I think that's probably around 8,000.
Yeah.
I think 15, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, so, right around 8, yeah.
And so for those who don't, 8 or 9,000. Yeah. So for those who don't know what a neutral letter is kind of like in the household selling. It's a postcard that says, hey, I want to buy your land. Mm-hmm. Call me. Mm-hmm. And then what do you get back? You get 1,000 phone calls back that said, heck yeah, I want to sell my land. I want $3 million. Or I want $7 million. Well, sir, no, I can't do that. I want to give you $6,000 for your 60 acres. You know, so it's... it's you have to comp so many properties. The inbound flow is just ridiculous. And that's what a lot of people tout it as is, oh, dude, I got all these leads. Are they good leads or are they leads? I mean, I'm stuck.
That's kind of my thing with neutral letters, right, is you send out all these things and say, I want to buy your land. Well, of course people want to sell their land,
yeah,
right? But once you get them on the phone, well, A, you're going to get a way more phone calls,
yep,
right? And then you got to get them on the phone and then say, have the conversation with them, like, yeah, I'll buy your land, but I'm going to give you 30% of what it's worth.
Yeah.
And like, can you, like, those doesn't seem like a good phone call to me. I mean, is there another way to,
No, like the process would be is I send out, hey, I want to buy your land. Person says, great, I want to sell my land. So they send it back, whether it's an email or anything. And then you have to do something, whether it's your VA or you have to comp the property to make sure it's what you want. It's got access. It's got the attributes that you're looking for, the acreage, you know, whatever you're, and then you got to make sure it's affordable. So you give them the comp or the price you're willing to pay for it back. And then hope they take it. Mm-hmm. You know,
it seems like a lot of time because if you get, you're going to get a higher response rate. So my standard response rate is between 3% and 5%. I'm sending direct offers.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, but maybe they double that.
Yep. I bet triple it.
Triple it.
Yep.
So I don't know.
And I bet the strike rate's not near as high.
So let's say this in 27,000 letters, I get 2,700 leads.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go through all those?
You got to comp them all because you got to know what you're offering on. And then you mail the offers back out. Now, is there a time and a place for something like that? I think so. Maybe if you don't know the market, you want to gauge it, and you're like, hey, there's some spots here that I want to kind of spot target, you know, neutral letters in. And do people get deals that way? Yes, they do. So we're not saying that deals don't happen that way. But like when I was I spoke at a house wholesaling convention because I have wholesaled a few houses, and I went to speak at a meetup. It was like I don't want to call it if it was official Bigger Pockets meetup, but it was one of the meetups that kind of ran through them. And we were speaking about how to generate your leads. And everybody's like, oh, yeah, we send postcards. And I'm like, well, why? Like, what, why do you, and I want y'all to answer this to me. Who are the household sellers? And half the people raise their hand in the group. There's 100 people. I said, anybody sell land? And nobody raised their hand, of course. But half of them come in and I say, okay, so why do you send a postcard? We want to see if they're interested in selling. But how do you know they're interested in selling at your price? And so that's what the blind offer does. It takes a lead, because a lead is a lead. A lead that comes in and says, yeah, I'm interested in selling is a lead. But how do you qualify that lead or make that lead make sure it's a hot lead? So if every call you got back was a hot lead, you'd do a lot better and you're going to spend a lot less money.
Yeah, because didn't you say like once these people got a lead back and they decide they want it, they mail them again?
Yeah.
So
that's, well, no, I don't know if all these did, if they followed what their course taught them, because they both went through the same course. If they followed what that course taught them, then they're supposed to send a lead back out or send an offer back out.
So they mail.
Mail.
And then they decide they want it.
Uh-huh.
And then they mail again.
Mm-hmm.
That's sounds like a bunch of money wasted.
It's a bunch of mail. And then these people were using first class stamps. So their letter cost was 72 cents.
Wow.
A click. So I'm like, hey, have you heard of this little company called Offers to Owners? And, you know, that's not plugging them, but they're the cheapest in the market. And I know there's going to be about five of y'all that reach out to me and say, well, Justin, you can print your own letters and you can mail your own. Ain't nobody got time for that. And yes, I know it only cost you 33 cents. I got you. You win. It's 33 cents. But I'm not paying somebody piecework to do that for me because I already have a company that does it for me. And I don't want to deal with licking stamps. Well, Justin, they have a machine that pulls the thing off the sticking. Great. I'm glad you bought that machine. I'm proud of you. I do not want boxes of paper. I've got a 500 box of envelopes under my desk right now just to mail stuff back and forth that I need to mail. I couldn't imagine the amount of mail that we put out having boxes and boxes of paper and envelopes and stamps sitting in my office right now.
Yeah. I mean, there's something to be said that you got to buy the printer, you got to buy the ink, you got to buy the stamps, the paper, and then you got to take your time to do the mailing. It's like, is that, if you're paying 55 cents with Offers to Owner or 59 cents with Offers to Owner and 30 to 35 on your own, are you really saving money?
I
don't think so, but that's not really the point, right?
The point is, you're exactly right. That's not the point. I'm going to let you go with that one. Go run wild and free. Let the wind blow in your hair, my friend.
I think the point here is that the neutral letters, you have to send so many more, and then you got to comp so many properties, and then you got to either spend money mailing them or you got to get them on the phone and have that really uncomfortable conversation, and that's not something I'm dying to do.
No, and here's the way I look at it, and I think the neutral letter does one thing, right? And it's a great thing because we all love dopamine. Dopamine, that little thing in your brain that goes, this really works. they are not lying. I can get leads with direct mail. And we feel all pumped up. We're real estate investors now. We hit our chest because people call us back off those letters, right? And so you get this euphoric rush right then. Then you go back and you send them that letter. Then they punch you straight in the mouth. You know, I got punched in the mouth this week by somebody, figuratively, not literally, because okay. The hands ain't quick. My best friend's a double second degree black belt. The hands are quick.
All right.
But the guy got mad because I sent him an offer. He sent me all the stuff back signed, ready to go, and I look at it, doesn't have access. And it's literally, it's 20 acres that straddle the peak of a mountain. Beautiful trees. It's great property. I just can't get to it. I can't do anything with it. That's not my buying. But it made me think something. I have a segue to that one in a second. But
I'm not even going to talk about that one. You just teed it up and you're just...
Well, no. I'm getting there, but I want to finish this thought first. That, you know, he got mad when I said, hey, our first contingency, it has to have road access. Well, it's got an ATV trail. It says unobstructed maintained road access. This doesn't have it. It doesn't meet our contingency. So and then he was like, well, just kick me off your list and don't ever contact me about my properties again, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I get it. You know, so that was... So you get those, mm-hmm. You know? But my segue into that was... I had a consulting deal we did with a guy, deal review. It was this property. I told him to pass, not to spend his money on it. So he didn't spend his money. He took that part of my advice. He didn't listen to me on the pass part. He sent out neighbor letters to the people around it, and he's going to assign the contract to somebody that wants that piece of property, and he's going to make 10 grand off of it.
Mm,
so
that's pretty smart.
No, I'm like, maybe I should start doing this landlocked crap that I keep getting back. That the people don't listen to my contingencies, mm-hmm. Send it back to me. Maybe I should start doing it with that. So maybe y'all should do it too. I don't know. But that's just kind of one of those aha moments I had. Is maybe my conservativeness is getting in my own way sometimes on some of these deals we could salvage and make a little bit of money on.
Yeah, we talked about that the other day between us because we were talking about how you and I are on the more conservative side. Because
extremely conservative.
We need really good road access.
Yep.
Well, you just probably, I mean, you could probably create an entire business.
Like, I was thinking in my head, this is what I'm thinking. I need to hire somebody. That's the only thing they deal with. Mm-hmm. Is we get so many landlocked properties back between me and you. If somebody wants to take that job on and just pay us $100 for the lead each time, we will gladly send it to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no kidding. I mean, because...
I think we both generated at least 25 to 30 in the last 5 days. I'd be conservative to say that.
You'd be very conservative. Yeah, I think I've had that on my own. Okay. I mean, the strong majority of stuff I get back is landlocked.
Yeah, I had 6 back this week. That were landlocked.
So that's pretty a good idea. Yeah, just don't even close on them. Just call, get a hold of the owners first.
Yep, around you say, hey, anybody interested in this property? We're looking at buying it with the neighbor. You know, and your perfect segue into that is when you call them back and says, hey, our number one contingency is it has to have road access. Yours shows to be landlocked. I'd like to try to help you move it, but I can't guarantee the close this quick. Let me see what I can do. I know some people that are interested in this product type. Versus saying, hey, because normally what I say is, hey, it doesn't have a road. It doesn't meet our contingencies. If something changes, I'll let you know. And that's normally where I leave it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good.
We just gave somebody $1 million business. Mm-hmm. All they got to do is step up and take it.
That's true.
So, and I've seen that work. I did a consultant, like one of my very early consultant clients we did. They were old household sellers. And they met me at that convention I spoke of earlier. And they did it in a county that they were like, crap, we didn't get any good access. They ended up picking up 5 properties and wholesaled it to the neighbors. All of them to different neighbors, and it made that county a $40,000 county for them.
Mm, solid.
Yeah. So what can we do? We spit the ideas out for them. Mm-hmm. They just got to listen, take them in, and do the work.
That's true.
So, man.
So are we settled on neutral letters? Like, I think we agree we both don't like them.
I
don't like neutral letters. I do not like neutral letters. I will never do them. I would never recommend doing them. I don't think there's any good point because if all you want is that dopamine dump, then send out a
bigger blind offer letter.
Yeah, send out a blind offer. Yep.
Yeah. Oh man, I'm not gonna swear them completely off because I do send a type of neutral letter in other aspects of what we do. You know, there is some use to them. I think.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be positive.
Toilet paper.
It's fire kindling. I saw you burning them at your house, Justin, when we were lighting a fire in your fireplace. Yeah. I err more to that side, but I want to believe because I do see some people that are doing them and they're doing them they're extremely successful in their niche and that's their inbound flow they've been taught.
Mm-hmm.
But then you start to see them migrate away to that and get to the blind offer just straight to the point. And I think there is a fear of comping the unknown because that is when I talk to these clients, they want to know how they can price for a blind mailer. And I think that's the fear because A, when you shop the East Coast, it is not square 40, 40, 40. Like you would see more on the western side of the United States. What you see over there is they want somebody to call them back and then they can get a good bead on what that piece of property is. It's easy to comp one property. You can do it very quickly. It is not as easy to comp an entire county with varying topography, geographics, you know, whatever ifix term you want to put in there.
Well,
so I think it's just a lack of education on the front side.
Yeah, because what if they were just better at comps?
Boom. So, and that's the thing. I think when they see the guys start to get successful and they start getting really good at comping their areas, they know them, then they go back and blind offer it, and then they just knock it out of the park again.
Mm-hmm.
And those guys that – I say guys, and I generalize guys and women that both just – they kill it at that point.
Cool.
I'm done with that.
Some final thoughts?
Like, I feel like I just had a dump.
Well, do you need an offer letter? I mean, a neutral letter over there?
No, like, I feel like I just got a weight lifted off my chest. Like, I did a social justice today. Like, I'm fighting the good fight for the land investor community.
Well, I think we did good because we gave valid points on offer letters versus neutral letters. And we gave away that business idea of just assigning to the neighbors.
Yeah, and I think that we are not alone in that we throw away so many of those leads, and there's probably a ton of people who do it. I don't want to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
And my eBay business partner, she's probably not going to deal with it, which she would knock it out of the park there too, but I don't know that she wants to do it that. And she sent her first mailer out this week. Omar at Offers to Owners mailed it yesterday.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, good for her. Let's hope it works out well.
Yep.
All right. Let's call it there for today. What do you think?
I'm good with that.
All right, guys. That's it for today. We hope you have a great Monday. Do us a favor. Go to Facebook, go to Instagram, give us a like, give us a follow. Then go to iTunes, go to Stitcher, go to wherever else you're listening to us. Like, rate, review, and subscribe to the show. We appreciate it. We love you. Have a great day. We'll see you Wednesday.
Have a great week.